In the VPR studios with me today is Diane Jean. She's the lead singer of the Burlington-based band Clever Girls. Welcome to VPR.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
Diane, set the scene for us. Who's in the band Clever Girls? How long have you guys been playing together?
So Clever Girls, we've been a band for about just under a year and a half now. And it started off as a three-piece. It was myself, my friend Winfield, and Rob. And it was guitar, bass, drums. And then Toby recently joined as our new bass player. I met Rob in a Craigslist forum, which is literally the lamest possible way to meet a band member. But basically, we just kind of were like, what if we switched up the format? What if we put you on drums and Winfield on bass? That's sort of how Clever Girls formed. And then it just kind of grew.
It's called garage rock. It's called indie rock. It's called alt country. How would you guys define your music?
It's always the trickiest question to answer,
yeah.
I think. I define it as, I guess, almost garage with a little country-ish twist.
A garage because, in the country.
Yeah. People call us alternative country a lot.
The latest EP that was released in March, right?
Yes.
That's Loose Tooth. I love the song We Tried. Let's hear a little bit of that and then we can talk some more.
I tried in school and I tried in love. And I tried the city.
And so as a listener to that song in particular, I can sort of I can hear certain influences or think about what the lyrics might mean. What led you to write that song? What was the process behind it?
I graduated college in 2014. When I graduated, I moved up to Waitsfield, Vermont, and I didn't know anybody. And I was living in an apartment above somebody's garage on a ranch in the middle of nowhere. And I was just like, this is going to be a really good opportunity to write. I was a very young cliche. I was I'm going to live in the woods and I'm going to write this record and it's going to be awesome. I just sat in that apartment in my free time and I just cranked out songs. I tried to focus on really letting myself write. I was just out of a pretty long-term relationship. So that's where those songs come from. And those songs come from a lot of sort of digesting my time.
And how about more recently with newer material? Is the process for writing songs as a group kind of still the same? Or
Loose Tooth was something that I felt was much more a collaboration with Robin Winfield. They helped me pick the paces to the songs. They helped me figure out the instrumentation. They really were my co-writers. It was just I was writing the words. But now I feel like that process has sort of changed a lot for me because I'm much more comfortable writing with a band. I'll bring up melodies or chord progressions that I think are fun and interesting, and we'll sort of get that part down, and then I'll go back and maybe write the words sometimes. The process has definitely grown.
You're basically the front woman of the band.
Yeah.
What is that like?
I was really resistant to the phrase front woman because I just wasn't comfortable being one. I'm still not really that comfortable on a stage. People always tease me. They're it's really cute how awkward you are on stage. And it's that's not a character. That's just me being I'm really bashful. What helped me be able to do that and be more comfortable on a stage was playing outside of Burlington, playing in towns where no one really knows you.
Yeah.
And you don't have to go into work the next morning and have people be so that was a cool show. You know what I mean? You don't have to face whatever you did, and you can just kind of disconnect from who you are on stage and who you are off stage. But yeah, being a front woman is interesting. Being the only female in a band is also interesting. But it's fun. It's fun. I mean, they're my family now.
What did you listen to growing up?
I would say my first favorite band was Pink Floyd. My dad had a tape deck in his car, and for a very long time, the only tape I would want to listen to was Animals. Willie Nelson, I think, is probably, if not my favorite songwriter, at least top three.
Mm.
And I find that's where the sort of country thing comes in.
Yeah.
I think the way I structure songs and the way I write songs, a lot of times they resemble country songs, even if they don't sound like country songs.
Right.
The actual structure, when you break it down, there's the development of a country song, and if you wanted to rearrange the production of it, you could easily sell it in Nashville. You know what I mean?
And I understand you guys were just in the studio again.
We call it Rock and Roll Vacation. The record we just finished, we recorded at Big Nice, which is in Rhode Island. So we spent a little over 2 weeks there, and then we're going back for some mixing in the fall. But it's basically we just camp out. We just nest hard in the studio, and we really just don't leave. And it's rock and roll sleepaway camp. It's rock and roll vacation. And we just stay up all night and play with sounds and play with tones. And you know, we're hooked up to 9 distortion pedals. And, and it's like 4 a.m. all of a sudden. And we like look at each other and we're like, oh my God.
Okay, my last question. Oldie but a goodie. You're stuck on a desert island and you got 5 records. What are they?
Oh, I love this question. First one would be Shotgun Willie. It's 1973. It's Willie Nelson. The second would be Animals by Pink Floyd.
On cassette from your dad's car.
Yes, straight from my dad's Thunderbird. Third would probably be Lydia Lovelace record called Real. It's poppy. It's like grungy. It's got everything you want. And it's totally inspirational to me. Let It Be by The Replacements for when I got like angry on my desert island. And then it would probably be between Beach Boys' Pet Sounds. Or Get Rich or Die Tryin' by 50 Cent. Like, I love Pet Sounds, and it's obviously the superior record, if you ask me. But you need something to just, like, unwind to on a desert island. And in the Club is a great song.
Diane Jean, thank you so much for coming in. This was awesome.
Thank you for having me.
That's Diane Jean, lead singer from the band Clever Girls. They're playing in New York City September 5th, and they have upcoming dates around the Burlington area, too. Find out more at vpr.net.